Today is the end of a bitter Democratic primary campaign for a Berkshire County district attorney. It features three candidates who weren't really on the radar for the job at the beginning of the year. District Attorney Paul Cacaviello succeeded the retiring 14-year DA David Capeless in March. Judith Knight and Andrea Harrington are each seeking to move the department in a new direction. WAMC's Berkshire Bureau Chief Josh Landis, who has been covering the race closely, spoke with WAMC's Brian Shields.
Well, a lot of this emerges from the manner in which incumbent DA Paul Cacaviello was installed into the role back in March. The longtime DA David Capeless, who'd sat in the position for 14 years until this spring, stepped aside in what became very clear to be a very choreographed manner. He had been speaking with not just his first assistant, Cacaviello, but Governor Charlie Baker's office for months before the decision to step aside, going as far as to file running papers and then pulling them to make it seem as though he was going to stay in the race this fall. But yeah, so the way that he set up Cacaviello to be an installed successor set off more of a competition from the farther left progressive camp than was initially expected. The two self-described progressives are Judith Knight and Andrea Harrington. Judith Knight ran against Capeless back in 2006, and Andrea Harrington last ran in 2016, a decade after that, against Adam Hines, the now incumbent state senator, who is facing a challenge himself from Thomas Wickham, a Lee selectman. So I think there's this battle between the two progressives to define who's more progressive and who deserves the endorsement of the farther left wing of the Democratic Party in this primary.
And speaking of endorsements have been made. Most notably, the mayor of Pittsfield, Mayor Tyer, has made an endorsement.
Yes, Mayor Tyer endorsed Andrea Harrington. She touted Harrington's diverse experiences that would make her best for the role and what she sees in Harrington as the best chance for the DA's office to have a set of sweeping reforms. It's a little complicated because Harrington does, on paper, have the least experience of the three candidates running. Both Cacaviello and Knight have been practicing law for 30 years. Cacaviello, of course, not only sits in the position, but he's been there for three decades, and Knight has both served as an assistant district attorney in Middlesex County and has been a defense attorney as well. So Harrington often points to her experience working in Florida, helping to overturn death row post-conviction appeal cases, which has become also a topic of controversy both on the mic and off over the course of this campaign. She was there for 2 years, from 2004 to 2006, and was part of a team that, again, helped work with people who had already been convicted on death row to overturn those cases.
The opioid crisis has become a major point of debate in this race for Berkshire District Attorney. How have the candidates differed on their approach to facing the opioid crisis and dealing with it?
There have been a lot of accusations from the two progressives running in the campaign that the office that Cacaviello leads is lagging on a response to the opioid epidemic. They say that there isn't enough work being put into diversion courts and drug courts to take people out of jail cells and into rehabilitation. For Cacaviello's part, he points to a declining opioid rate and the fact that he does indeed work with a drug court in the Berkshires as evidence that he's not resisting that at all. He points out as well that the drug court has actually had a very limited number of participants. I believe there's been 10 total, and two have graduated from the program. It's a very intensive process that involves constant checking in, constant drug tests, working with counselors, and it's a very intensive process. So there's also been a note where the county sheriff, Thomas Bowler, has vocalized his resistance or skepticism for bringing medical treatment into the rehabilitation process in the sense that he doesn't want to bring Suboxone into the Berkshire County House of Corrections. Harrington, one of the two candidates opposing Cacaviello, has said that stance that Bowler has taken is potentially deadly, and Knight as well wants to see more work being put into prevention, using drug forfeiture money to go into a community center in the Berkshires that would help train kids from a young age to resist the draw of opioids.